This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Kyle's engineering the broadcast today in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very, very well. And you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell our broadcast class the Center for Disease Control has a warning in the United States. Do not eat any romaine lettuce. Do not eat any romaine lettuce. Okay. So just before Thanksgiving here in the United States, we have a problem with E. coli. And it seems that there are people who have been stricken with the disease caused by E. coli. And the CDC says that consumers, I guess that means people who eat lettuce, should not eat any romaine lettuce of any kind, as no grown supplier, no common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand has been identified. So what they're saying is they don't know where it's coming from. People are getting sick. Do not eat romaine lettuce. Now, they're not saying anything about any other kinds of lettuce. However, if you have lettuce that comes in one of those pre-chopped bags, we have different kinds of lettuce in the bag, you don't want to eat that either. Okay, so that's the warning from the CDC. Now, this is not the first time that we have read that romaine lettuce is contaminated with E. coli. Not the first time. It's been happening month after month after month. It seems like it's been going on the better part of this year. And the CDC does not have a handle on where it came from. So, word to the wise, if you have romaine, do not eat it. Don't eat it. CDC is just saying throw it away. Well, okay, here's their quote. If you do not know if the lettuce is romaine or whether a salad mix contains romaine, do not eat it and throw it away, the CDC said. Okay, wash and sanitize drawers or shelves in the refrigerator where the romaine was stored. Okay, and it says follow these steps to disinfect your refrigerator. So I would think that if you have chlorine bleach or if you have Nixol, what you might want to do is put on some rubber gloves, use plenty of ventilation, and dilute the chlorine. I'm talking about standard chlorine bleach that you put in your washing machine, just a small amount of that on a paper towel, and wash down your refrigerator shelves, the storage bins, you know, wherever the lettuce was, your countertops, and so forth. But make sure you have plenty of ventilation, because chlorine is absolutely, positively toxic. It's a poison. As a matter of fact, it was used as a weapon during World War I. My grandfather was gassed with chlorine. He used to use gas masks in World War I, because the enemy was attacking us with chlorine gas. It's now considered unacceptable. So the enemy can just attack you with howitzers and cannons and rockets and drones and those kinds of things, but not chlorine. Okay, that was my thought on chlorine gas. I wanted to let you know about that and about E. coli. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about E. coli and lettuce?
Okay. It comes from putting fresh manure onto crops, okay? So especially some parts of the world, they fertilize their crops with human manure. That's a problem. And that's what's causing this is, and you'll generally find that the lettuces that are grown in that way, they're either grown in Mexico or China. So, or they, you know, there are some farms in the US that are owned by Mexicans and they, you know, they use the same methods that they did back home and they think that it's okay, they've been doing that forever. But, you know, maybe it's a bit more of a problem than what they think it is. And so that's sort of something to be aware of there. The best thing of all, obviously, is to get some lettuces growing in your own garden. And then you can eat romaine lettuce any time you want.
Right.
So there.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's easy to grow.
Yep. Yes. And top of the hour news had an interesting piece about Honda. Honda recalls minivans because the doors can open unexpectedly. How many? 122,000 minivans worldwide because the sliding doors can open while the vans are moving. What are they? They're the Odyssey brand, the Odyssey model from 2018 and 2019. Honda says that some of the parts of the power door rear latches can stick and stop the doors from fastening securely. The company says it has no reports of injuries. That doesn't mean there aren't any injuries. That doesn't mean people haven't fallen out of the Odyssey vans. So dealers will replace the latches, but currently they have limited parts supply. So the dealers will do it, but they can't because they don't have enough replacement latches. And they think that sometime in December, they'll have the latches. That's next month. So think about this, class. We're talking about a power door. You know it's way too hard to grab that door handle and slide the van door. So, you know, push the button, and the van door will automatically close. But maybe not latch. It'll close, but maybe not latch. So these conveniences are really getting in the way of our safety. We worked on a car that has steer-by-wire. And what that means is there's an electric servo motor on a Chevrolet car. So when you turn the steering wheel, it's like turning a volume control. There's no mechanical linkage between the steering wheel, the shaft that goes from the steering wheel to a gearbox that attaches to either a rack and pinion or a recirculating ball type steering system with tie rod ends and so forth. This particular Chevy, and there's a BMW that does the same thing, and there are probably other models as well, that you turn this potentiometer, which has all the appearance of a steering wheel, but it's electronically sending a signal. There is no direct physical connection other than a piece of wire that sends a signal as to what you intend to do with that steering wheel. So you turn the wheel, it in turn sends a resistive signal to a computer, which then turns the servos left or right a specific amount. I'm not up for that. Really, I am not up for that. I mean, we are totally dependent on the battery now of a vehicle. For what? For running pretty much everything. The engine, the computer-controlled engines, the interior of the car, the door locks, the security system, and now even some cars, the steering system. That's too much for me. I'm going to drive my old clunkers. That's just where it is. Gwyneth, any comments about that? Have you done research about how electronics have taken over and the failures are getting more and more common?
Yeah, electronics, I really can't see why everybody's so obsessed about them. I mean, yeah, they're fun and they're new and they're modern, but ultimately the rubber has to hit the road sometime. And when it comes to something like a steering column, it's actually fairly simple mechanically. Why do you need to put a computer in there? Why? You know, it's, you know, you could even have a power steering system that's operated completely mechanically, that is mechanically joined from your steering wheel to the axle, and you could put a power steering system in there just from a rack and pinion cog and wheel type system. Does that make sense?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And, you know, we have some tractors, for example, a 1974 tractor, and it has manual steering. But if you wanted to, you could buy a power steering upgrade for that. And when you bought the tractor, you could have it delivered either with manual steering, which I call Armstrong steering, which is big steering wheel, hard to turn, or you could opt for spending some more money and get hydraulically driven power steering. But it still has the steering wheel, it still has the steering column, it still has, you know, the steering box and the mechanical connection to actually move the wheels left and right. So if the assisting part, the power assisting part of the steering system failed, it's okay. It's a little harder to steer, but yes, you can steer it. So when you're going down the road, if there's a failure, you can still steer. Well, not the case if there's a computer failure with these new cars, in my opinion. And I'd love to hear what GM and BMW have to say about that. So I just wanted to
do any of them still have a, you know, direct-driven steering system?
Well, some do. Some do.
Mechanical connection.
Yeah, some do. I don't have the information in front of me as to which do and which don't. But I can tell you this. We have gotten so dumb in the United States, and we have been pushed by the government to drive down the fuel consumption of vehicles, that automobile manufacturers have done away with a full-size spare tire. So I have a 1968 station wagon here at the farm. It's made by American Motors. It came with 50 years ago. It came with a full-size spare tire, inflated, ready to go. So if you had a flat, you'd pull out the spare tire, you open the tailgate, pull out the spare tire, jack up the station wagon, and replace the tire and wheel. No problem. It was all ready to go. Now, some vehicles come with a donut, which is really only to be used at a low mile per hour speed. And then some vehicles don't even come with that. They come with no spare tire. So if you have a flat, there's nothing you can do except call somebody. Literally. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was reading this article on cars.com, C-A-R-S.com, October 2017, by Brian Wong, W-O-N-G. And he says, got a spare, not on these cars. And he goes on to say that he was on a mountain road, no cell phone reception. He got a flat tire, no big deal. He's going to change the tire. He finds out that there's no spare in the vehicle. Okay. So how many vehicles, model year 2017, don't have spares? About 28%. In 2017, last year, 28% of the vehicles, new cars, did not come with a spare tire as standard equipment. Why? Because, well, you can save about 50 pounds and some cost if you don't have a spare tire. So what are they? Here are the ones that don't offer a spare tire at all, in alphabetical order. Acura NSX, Audi R8. Now, an Audi R8, that's their top of the line. Okay. It doesn't come with one. Audi TT, BMW 2 Series, 3 Series, 4 Series, and 6 Series. BMW i3, BMW i8, BMW X3, BMW X4. Cadillac ATS and CTS. Chevrolet Bolt EV. Chevrolet Camaro, Chevrolet Corvette, Chevrolet SS, Chevrolet Volt with a V. Dodge Viper. And the Pope Mobile, also known as the Fiat 500, the Fiat 500L, the Fiat 500X, the Ford C-Max, Hyundai Accent, Hyundai iconic or ionic. I don't even know how you say this. I-O-N-I-Q. Whatever that is. That doesn't come with one either. Infiniti QX30, the Jaguar F-Type, the Jeep Cherokee, the Jeep Compass, the Jeep Renegade, the Kia Forte, the Kia Niro, the Kia Rio, the Kia Soul, Mazda, MX-5, Miata, Mercedes-Benz, B-Class, C-Class, CLA Class, E-Class, GLA Class, S-Class. S-Class is their big boy. That's their flagship of the Mercedes-Benz class.
Did you say C-Class Mercedes?
I did.
That's gobsmacking.
Well, all of this is gobsmacking.
That's,
I mean, a
crazy
Jeep. Okay, well, I mean, when you think of Jeep, you think of rugged, you think of you're going to get from point A to point B. You can climb the mountains with it. You can go over the Sahara with it. You can use it on the farm. But the Jeep Cherokee doesn't come with a spare tire. All right, so then the Mercedes SL class. Now, the Mini Cooper Countryman, Mitsubishi MIEV, the Nissan GT-R, the Nissan Leaf, the Porsche 718 Cayman, the Porsche 911 Carrera, the Porsche Panamera, the Smart 4-2, Tesla Model S, and the Tesla Model X. They do not come with spare tires at all.
That is absolutely gobsmacking.
Yeah. And we get flats all the time. It's almost like we have a patent here on our farm for getting flats. We get it literally. We get them all the time because people drive with their pickup trucks and they put stuff in their pickup trucks that they want to take someplace, like to the landfill or to the garbage. Those green boxes where they're bringing their trash, and they just throw it in the back, and nails come out of the bags. They end up on the road, and we get flats. It's not like we are lining our road with nails, bolts, screws, rods. It's not like we're doing it. Somebody is, or a bunch of people are. They're careless, and we get flats. So if you have one of these nice cars, it doesn't come with a spare. Now, not only doesn't come with a spare, my question is, if it doesn't come with a spare, where are you going to put the spare? Where are you going to put the spare? My 1996... Mercedes diesel E-Class, it's an E300 diesel, it comes with a spare. Not only does it come with a spare, it comes with a full-size spare. I can put that
and
on. Now, it came with a wheel and the tools. And the tools to jack it up.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I wanted to mention. Class, here's something that is difficult to do, but please consider doing this. When you are changing your tire, never, ever, 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 ever put your hands under the tire as you're putting it on, because something could slip on the jack, the car can roll, and your hand can get crushed. And when you're crouched down, make sure you're in a position to jump out of the way should something go wrong and that wheel come flying out toward you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day before Thanksgiving has arrived, it's traditionally thought of as one of the busiest days for travel in America, and it seems to be living up to its billing, according to reports from airports and highways nationwide. The East Coast expected to experience the coldest Thanksgiving it's had, perhaps in more than 25 years. Also, just in time for making the Thanksgiving meal, a warning from the CDC not to include romaine lettuce in any form.
Check your refrigerators. If you have any type of romaine lettuce, go ahead and throw it away and do not eat it.
That's the CDC's Dr. Laura Giratowski, who says 32 people in 11 states and 18 in Canada have become ill because of E. coli that's apparently come from tainted romaine lettuce. One person's been killed, five others seriously injured in a fiery crash on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Another quick comment. We got off on a tangent here. So I drive a 1996 Mercedes diesel E-Class, which is the executive class. That doesn't mean it's, you know, really appointed. It just means that it's a midsize Mercedes. And it's got over 250,000 miles on it. I have never had, nor has the previous owner had, any problems with the front wheel bearings. All I do is pull off the dust cap and the front wheel bearings, add some more green grease because that's what the Mercedes came with. Put some more grease in there, put the cap back on, everything's good to go. And, you know, I put the car up on the lift, spin the wheels, and they sound great. No grit in the bearings. Just runs great. Well, we had in the shop yesterday a 2006 Chevy pickup truck, four-wheel drive, and it has a wheel bearing hub, and it failed. At about 160,000 miles, 150,000 miles, it failed. And it's about an $80 part. And you take the wheel off, and you take the axle nut off, and you take the hub off and a couple bolts. Take the brake caliper off, and then you replace it. Well, not here in Missouri. They rust on. So what would normally be a one-hour job, let's say you're paying for 1 hour of labor, becomes a three-hour job because it's rusted in place. You have to heat it. You have to use all kinds of penetrating oils. You have to bang on it with a hammer. You have to heat it and repeat the process for hours until you get it off. Otherwise, if you use brute force, you can damage the axle and the axle shaft. What a miserable thing that's happening. And the reason I'm mentioning that is that we are seeing all kinds of problems here at the farm, in the automotive shop, that's caused by the government corporation putting calcium chloride and beet juice and salt on the roads. It is destroying connections on trailers. It's destroying connections on lights. It is causing premature wear on universal joints, drive shafts. It is causing all kinds of frame rust. And parts that articulate and move are wearing out faster than they should. And I have not seen one vehicle other than ours that's roadworthy, in my opinion. They come in here and they have all kinds of problems. Brake problems, steering problems, brake line problems, engine problems, electrical problems, lighting problems, even climate control problems. All kinds of problems. And I believe that it is related to a large degree to the salt on the road, and it gets in the air. Gets in the air, gets in the air conditioning system, gets in the circulation system, gets in your lungs, all because they put salt with beet juice, salt without beet juice, and calcium chloride on the roads. Just wanted to share that thought. So what do? You have to wash the underside of the car. Literally. If you see that white salt on the road or you drive through salt, wash the underside of the car as soon as you can. As soon as you can. Gwyneth, are you experiencing road salt issues in Australia?
We don't have that problem because we don't live in that climate.
Okay.
We have a semi-arid climate here. Up in the mountains during the winter, they do have snow here in Australia. But I don't live in that climate. I don't know if they use salt or not.
Okay, I was just wondering if you'd seen that. Okay, all right.
No.
Now, you had a whole bunch of things that you wanted to talk about before I derailed us. Where would you like to go?
I want to talk about piracy and depth of level that it's actually managed to work its way into the government and has always, always, always been there. And it's been hiding in plain view. And I've been researching this topic for my own reasons over the last week or two. And, you know, it's really, really gobsmacking. I was reading, a variety of non-fiction and fiction texts about maritime doings back 200 and 300 years ago and 150 years ago during the Great Age of Sail. And, you know, it is absolutely remarkable how things used to operate And just the mechanics of it. And I want to go into that a bit now because I think that some modern parallels can absolutely be drawn here. For instance, with the Royal Navy, the US Navy, and most navies around the world, the system that they used to operate by was the state used to buy some ships, okay? And they would be used for patrolling, and they would be used for going out to war and all the rest of it. But then they had another branch of Navy ships, which had USS or HMS and whatever the ship's name was on it. And for all intents and purposes, they would be indistinguishable from the first type of ship that was actually funded by the government. But this type of ship was not funded by the government. They were funded by private individuals, okay? So the private individual would go out and find a tall ship and buy it, fit it out, hire the crew and such like, so on and so forth, okay? And usually the crew would have naval qualifications from the actual nation's navy. But sometimes they would not, and they would have to go through the actual certification process of that navy. But the end result of it was a privately funded naval ship. And that type of ship was called a privateer. Okay? Now, the purpose of privateer ships, they had one purpose, and they had one purpose only, and that was to go and accost ships of the enemy, hold them for ransom, and strip them of their resources. They were state-funded pirates. And I was looking through some of the names of these state-funded pirates. And, of course, they included Henry Morgan, who was, famous for... He started out as a privateer, and then he used the resources that the British government gave him and basically took Port Royal in Jamaica and made it his own little patch of operation, and he started attacking British ships. And then suddenly the British realized that what they had on their hands was not a privateer, they had a pirate. But the only thing that changed was whose ships he started attacking. And Sir Francis Drake, if you go to any other nation on the earth other than England, they all hate Sir Francis Drake. And in their language, they all call him a pirate. But in the English language, he's called a hero. He's called a national, the English love him. The British people love him. Everybody else hated him, and for good reason, because he would brutally, mercilessly attack the ships of every country around him, and the only ships he did not attack were the British ships. And this is a problem. But many of these privateers, once they had received their letters patent to go and attack other ships, many of them actually did turn pirate and started attacking everybody, and just used the letters patent as an excuse if they, if for instance the French arrested them, then they would pull out their letters patent and say, oh no, we're not pirates, we're privateers. See, here's our license from the British government to go rob other ships. And I was reading this and I thought, hey, hang on. Isn't that exactly the business model that the police uses against us?
I've been biting my tongue.
That's exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got our little ships, which are our motor vehicles, driving to and fro, minding your own business, you know, and we get accosted by these guys. They pause over and make us set anchor by force of arms. Yeah, if they want to go under Admiralty law, let's hold them to Admiralty law. Let's discuss this in Admiralty law terms. And let's reveal how corrupt and how bad and how wicked and how evil they are under Admiralty law terms. We've got our little ship. We're going along, minding our own business, doing whatever we need to do. And they come along in their heavily armed vessel. They pull us over by force of arms and strip us. It doesn't matter if they let us go or hold us to hostage or what. It's all in the pirate business model. It's piracy, plain and simple. You can call it privateering if you want. All that privateering ever was state-sponsored piracy. It's still piracy. And if we begin to see it that way, you know, I think that people will stop treating these people with so much so-called respect because they don't deserve it. They're nothing but a bunch of criminals. You know, and then you go to the court and you got this gold fringe on the flag and that says Admiralty law. And when anyone goes into a court and they see the gold fringe on the flag, you know, and they say, well, what's this? This means Admiralty law. You know? Okay, I think we're coming up to a break, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We're going to break and we'll be right back talking about piracy, Admiralty law, and the relationship between it and us.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No warning. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I got to tell you that we've received calls on the air and calls at the farmhouse from men who are either currently employed in law enforcement or are retired from law enforcement. However, they call themselves police officers, which they believe is different, and so do I. Well, I've asked all of them who have identified themselves as police officers, either formerly or currently, even on the air, I would ask them, have you heard the things that we've said, things I've said on the air about police? And they say yes. And then I ask them, Do they find that anything I'm saying is not true? I'm paraphrasing, of course. And they say, no, we agree with you. What you're saying is true. Now, Gwyneth, when we talk about the police, you and I do it a lot. So they've heard you and me discuss the police, the things that you're saying, the piracy, the invasion, the accosting, the beating us up, and all those things. And the men who have called say you're right. So it's not just us saying
wow.
it.
Wow. Yep.
Yes. So I just want to share that with you.
This is... Oh, but it's nice to know that, you know, all that I'm doing is looking from my point of view. Okay? And here's another remarkable thing that I found out in my research. Okay? These private hearing naval captains, 100, 150, 200, 300, 400 years ago, Do you know what they would do, Vincent, for fun in their spare time? They would have competitions amongst themselves to see which one of them could win the biggest prize. That's their word. And do you know what a prize was?
I don't know, the most tickets for that month?
Yeah. It was the who could secure the most bullion from enemy ships, which basically amounts to who can write out the most infringement notices this month. I kid you not. And they actually recorded it in their writings to one another. And some of these made it into works of fiction, and some of them made it into works of non-fiction regarding these sea captains. And some of them were quite famous. So one of them that is mentioned is Thomas Cochrane. And Thomas Cochrane had a favorite tactic that he used, including he was active in the War of 1812, and what he would do is he would get a ketch, which is a type of small yacht, okay, generally between about 20 and 60 feet. And what he would do is he would load it with gunpowder and other explosives, and then he would set it afloat and careen it facing towards the shore, you know, so he would moor it at high tide in a place where he knew that it was going to, you know, when the tide went out, then the yacht would sort of lie on its side in the sand or in the mud or whatever, so that the deck was facing the shore. And then what he would do is he would have one of his ships and this yacht would be filled with gunpowder, and then all hands would abandon the ship, and then he would have one of his other craft in the middle of the river, and he'd fire a cannon into the hull, and so that it would explode shrapnel and all sorts of material. And he did this on the Potomac River during the War of 1812. And he basically, that was one of the methods that he used for bombarding Washington, D.C.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.